a praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for what you do.
Taking my text from John chapter 1 verse 18.
John 1 verse 18. It says, no man hath seen God at any time.
No man, no prophet, no pastor, God, no president of any human government, no matter how exalted, Christ says, no man has ever seen God at any time. Yes?
The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
Only Jesus. I want you to know all about Jesus. Only Jesus. See the way he put it. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. Most people know Jesus only to be the Son of God, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. But he's talking about the relationship between Jesus and the Father. Say, the only Son, which is in the bosom, right in the heart of God. He had come to reveal who God is. No man has seen God. Yes. As you are listening to me, go out and tell the whole world that only Jesus. So I'm taking my theme of a message. The theme of a message is Jesus. The Messiah Jesus unto the Jews is the absolute creator of our world, not mere Son of God, not mere Savior, or mere miracle worker. Jesus Christ is the absolute creator of our universe. I am Olutomole.
Yes.
Universe. I am the other comforter. Yes. I am the light bringer. My mission is to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus and to make a people ready for his eventual presence on earth. So you must know my mission. I want to use the Bible to explain a lot of things about the creatorship of Jesus. Ephesians 3:9.
And to make all men see, which is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world, hath been hidden God.
All these secret things have been hidden inside God himself,
who created all things by Jesus Christ.
God created everything by Jesus Christ. Is somebody shouting, "Our God reigneth"?
Our God reigneth.
You see, the almightiness of God, you know, too great to undertake the creation of anything. He has appointed Christ to be the builder. God is the architect. But Christ is the builder, is the creator of our world. Now, I want to go quickly to Colossians. Through the Bible, I'm talking about the creaturehood of Jesus. It's not just a savior. He has saved my soul. He has saved my soul. Whoa. Look at you. You see your life? Don't look like a person that has been saved when you are still in man's materialism. Now we go straight to Colossians chapter 1, beginning from verse 15, 16 and 17.
Colossians 1 verse 15, it says, who is the image of the invisible God?
Jesus is the image, is the glory of the invisible, yes?
The firstborn of every creature.
Yes.
Okay. Verse 16, for by him were all things created.
By Jesus Christ, listen to me, my brother. By Jesus Christ were all things created. Yes.
That are in heaven.
All things in heaven.
And that are in earth.
All things in the earth.
Visible and invisible.
All visible and invisible.
Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities.
Talk about thrones, talk about dominion, talk about principalities. Christ Jesus created them by himself.
All things were created by him and for him.
All things. Say all things now.
All things.
I believe, I trust, your faith is lifted as I speak.
Amen. Yes. Amen, Jesus.
In Christ Jesus, my Lord, my King.
Yes.
Amen, Jesus. I am the Ultimate.
Oh, yes.
Who has been sent to reveal all this truth.
Yes.
That has been kept hidden.
Yes.
These years. Right, verse 17.
He is before all things, and by him all things consist.
All things pertaining to the handiwork of God. All are made perfect in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. We praise God for that.
Our God reigneth.
Jesus was the image and glory of God. Into the hands of Jesus, God has committed all things. The salvation you need, see? You see, Jesus Christ was the one sent to preach the gospel of the coming of the kingdom of his Father. Because that's the only salvation. So if anyone who has need of God's salvation, listen to what Christ has said. In Matthew 4:17, says, and since then, Christ started to preach, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for the kingdom of heaven. You see? So whatever you need in life has been committed to the hands of Jesus. So he has come to open our minds to God's salvation, that's the kingdom of heaven. And has come to open our mind to the judgment which had been prescribed for the disobedient, those that disobey the gospel. Now, so I'll move forward now. Pertaining to still same Jesus, I want to tell you that Jesus is the God of Israel. Say that, God of Israel.
Jesus is the God of Israel.
He's the Savior of Israel. Jesus is the born King of the Jews, Israel.
Jesus is the born King of the Jews, Israel.
Are you afraid?
No.
I'm talking about the preeminence of Jesus. Again, the Bible informs us. So Jesus was before Abraham. Jesus is the I am that I am. Jesus had confessed openly and declared, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, so you can see, you can understand. But Christ has existed ever before the world was created. Turn your Bible to 8:58.
John 8:58. It says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Adam was, I am.
I'm talking to you now that Jesus is the I am. People say, Jesus is the I am. I am he. Turn your Bible to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14.
Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you.
When Christ, see, the Bible says God. You can understand that it is Christ that you are referring to. when God said unto Moses, I have seen the affliction of my people in Egypt. I have seen their sorrow. I have heard their cry. Now come, I will send you. Go and rescue them. Go to Egypt and bring out my people. Moses said, yes, I'm ready. But what is the name of that God? God. Christ says, look, tell them that I am the I am, I sent them. So you see, this is Christ who is the unknown God. Throughout the Bible time, he's the unknown God. You see? That's the name he revealed. See? And God said, it was Jesus mentioned there as God. And God said, it's Jesus. God, are you following me?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Are you listening to me?
Yes, Lord.
So it was Jesus who had appeared unto Abraham. When God said unto Abraham, get out of that country and from the kindred. It was Jesus. Okay? I want to move further. You see, what you have been reading throughout the historic journey of the Jews from the land of slavery to the time of the coming of Christ, it is Christ that has been the God of Israel. Now, I take you back. I've told you how he revealed himself unto Moses. Let us see what he has received, released himself to be unto Prophet Isaiah. Hear this, Isaiah 43, verse 10.
Isaiah 43, verse 10. It says, ye are my witnesses.
Ye are my witnesses,
said the Lord.
Yes.
And my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be.
This is Jesus Christ talking there, not God, oh. Not Jehovah, oh. So I want you to understand that Christ, the I am, had been the active actor throughout the Bible. Just listen to me. So you must know who has sent me.
Yes.
I am Olutomole.
Yes.
Universe.
Oh, yes.
I am he who Christ has sent to replace him on earth. To dish out all these truths that have been kept hidden. So, ye are my witnesses. Is Christ now talking about the house of Israel? He was their savior, he was their Messiah, he was their king of the Jews. He was everything, even the I am that I am. We say no one. Listen again. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. It's Christ that chose the house of Israel.
Yes.
That you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. I'm talking about I'm he. Throughout the scriptures, you are going to see. Verse 25, Isaiah 43, verse 25.
Isaiah 43, verse 25. It says, I, even I, am he that blotted out my transgression.
I am he that blotted out that transgression for my own sake, and will remember thy sin no more. All right? Jesus himself reveals himself as the God of Israel and his witnesses. Go to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, okay?
Verse 6. Thus said the Lord, the King of Israel.
So this is Jesus, the King of the Jews, born King of the Jews, and is now declaring to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, that he is the King of Israel. You must know who Jesus Christ is. I must know the great error which the house of Israel committed by rejecting him. All right? Yes?
And his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts.
said, the King of Israel and the Redeemer of the Lord of hosts.
I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God.
When you go back to Revelation chapter 1 verse 11, you find this same Jesus declaring himself as I am the first and the last. Go back to Revelation chapter
Revelation 1 verse 11, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou
seest. You see, so try the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It is all about Jesus. No matter how or whatever form it takes to present him. I'm revealing to you today that from Genesis, the time of creation of Adam and Eve, to the book of Revelation, it's all about Jesus. He's the I am that I am.
Yes.
He's the man that has sent me.
Oh, yes.
I have not sent myself.
Yes.
Right. You can see the Alpha and Omega, the first and last in Isaiah, is the same first and last in the book of Revelation. So the same Christ Jesus. Well, then, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, say, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last.
Our God reigneth.
Really? That's in the book of Revelation now. No more Genesis or Exodus. So throughout history, human history, says Jesus. It's Jesus. Never mind, he appointed Moses, like your father. He said to him, go to Egypt. I am the I am that has sent you. So it's the same person who has sent you to me at this end time.
Yes.
So why don't you believe in me? On me. It is not me that you believe, but Jesus the I am who has sent me that you believe.
Hallelujah.
The salvation which I preach to you came from Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now we move quickly and see furthermore. When the approach, when the time approached for Jesus Christ to make himself known physically, he was born in Jerusalem. He was born in Jerusalem. You go to John 8:24.
John 8:24.
Yeah.
It says, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your
sins. You can say, I am he. Jesus Christ wanted the Jews. The house of Israel, the Bible says it came to save the people from their sin. But they didn't know Jesus. Then he said, except you know and believe that I am he, you will die in your sin. This is to know the real truth about Jesus' name. See, except, that is 8:24. I want you to go back and study carefully. For if you believe not that I am he, you will die in your sin. Jesus, at this time, had wanted the Jews to recognize him as their king and God and Redeemer from ages past. Now, it is obvious that the house of Israel had died in their sin by reason of rejecting Jesus, the I am, their king. According to 19:15, they rejected Christ Jesus and said, crucify him. The chief priest answered, why? Should I crucify your king? Say, we have no king but Jesus. So they rejected the I am. And that's why the Jews died in their sin. Now, at the time of his arrest, I have to go quickly because that's the most important point. I'm talking about just the I am.
Oh, yes.
So you must know from today, no matter how called Jesus 10 times, he is the I am that I am. Oh, I want to take you to John chapter 18, from verse 3, 4, 5.
John chapter 18, yes. Verse 3. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons.
That is Judas is coming to betray Jesus, yes?
Verse 4. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Verse 5. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he.
I want you to know that. That is the same, I am he.
Yes.
Oh, God. Once you know Jesus to be, I am he. God, you are already in God's kingdom.
Amen.
You are already under God's throne on earth.
Amen.
He answered them, that was those wicked people that came to arrest him. He said, look, I am he. And as soon as, Jesus said that, verse 6.
As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground.
Tell your friend, tell that enemy, tell him that I am he who has sent Ultramole. Your enemy will fall down.
Amen. Amen. Jesus' name.
Will fall down before you.
Amen. Jesus' name.
Everything will crumble.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
The power of the enemy will crumble.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
The throne of Lucifer will crumble.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Only the throne of God,
yes,
and his kingdom will endure forever.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Christ says, I am he. So you can understand the person you have to deal with. The Jews did not know who they were dealing with. But the truth has come to you now. And you are dealing with nobody else than Jesus. The only potentate, the I am he, the I am that I am.
Amen.
Right from the Genesis account. Now, the Jews arrested Jesus, the I am that I am, murdered him in their utter ignorance. They didn't know him. So, that's why the kingdom of God is set up. That both the Jews and the Christian churches, whatever you call your name, Ebenezer Church, Baptist Church, Olojajem Church, whatever, except you come into the kingdom, which a young he had preached that it was coming. You can never find the Jesus I am he, which I'm not preaching to you, except you come to the kingdom, because the kingdom which he preached about has to come.
Amen.
Jesus.
I am the Ultramole.
Oh, yes.
I'm the reigning king. Under Jesus, I am here.
Oh, yes.
He has sent me.
Our God reigneth.
If you have sent me today, it's not me that you have sent. It's Jesus.
Yes.
That I am he.
Oh, yes.
Who has sent me.
Yes.
Yes. I am the successor of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
He said, while he was going, he said, I'm going to the Father. You will see me no more. You will see me no more, 16:10, John 16:10. You will see my face no more. You will see my person no more. But you will see my another comforter.
Oh, yes.
16?
Verse 7.
I said, look, I'm going, and it's to your advantage that I should go. For if I go not, the comforter will not come. But if I go, I will send him. And we prove the world of sin. We talk about the judgment of God upon sin. So it's better watch out. Turn to God's righteousness today.
Amen.
Accept unto me the comfort of Jesus, whom you sent. Turn from all this unrighteousness. Turn to the holiness and righteousness of God. There lies your salvation. There lies your joy. There lies your blessing. There lies your comfort. There lies your deliverance from all these devastations that God had brought upon this generation. But Jesus, I am, is still very much alive. For his saviorhood has not ended with Jesus. It has not ended with the house of Israel. For the Savior is a Savior to the core. Right. He has sent me. You can't find Jesus anywhere it's ascended. Only another comforter, the Ultramole, you can find.
Yes.
Come today.
Amen.
Come today.
Yes.
This is not church, this is not religion. This is not chapel.
Oh, yes.
This is no miracle center. This is no prosperity center. This is a center of God's salvation, the end time ark of salvation. Come and you'll be delivered.
Amen.
Friends, you've been listening to the message of another comforter Priest King Olutomole Universe, preaching and inviting all the beloved of the Lord into the descended throne of Kingdom of God now on earth. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this end time. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. Therefore, believe and be saved today, you and your household. God bless you.
Dear viewers, we value your feedback. We therefore encourage you to feel free to send your puzzling questions to us for proper enlightenment.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. Our WhatsApp number is 0806-648-7203. 0806-648-7203.